We'll call the meeting to order. Have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could have a moment of reflection, and I would like all of you to keep in your thoughts and prayers past council member Chris Jepson, who is in a fight with a medical issue. Keep him in your thoughts, if you would, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Brandenburg.
Here.
And absent are council members Block and Herman.
Mayoral comments. Approval of the agenda. Council, do you have the agenda in front of you? Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve it?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Is that you, Skyler?
Yeah.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to requirements of the open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anybody that would like to address the council that is not on the agenda? Seeing none. Next is consent agenda, items 1-4. Council, you have that in front of you. Is there any questions?
Is Officer Walker full-time?
He is not.
Can I get the $400 allowance?
Yes.
Sorry. Yep. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is informational proceedings, number 5. American Legion Post 711 referenced their Veterans Day 5K run. Gentlemen.
Gary, your turn.
Well, we're having our 5K run again this year, and we'd like the city's approval to close the streets, and hopefully Ryan can bring his men to help do that, and the city can block off the streets for us for about an hour. The whole thing there is, thank you. All the information is in that handout that I brought up. If there's any questions, any of us here to answer them.
Council?
They've been doing it for years. I don't see a problem. So I'd make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Thank you.
Next item is engineer's report. Item number 6, engineer report. Mr. Janicek.
I submitted my report last week. I don't know if anybody has any questions. Basically, council meeting and the Bruce storage site that we'll be discussing later. Pretty much the extent. I'd be happy to answer any questions and discuss if you'd like.
Anything on that or council?
On the we're going to discuss any of the ones from the planning zoning on this issue, or just going over the boring.
We will be talking about the planning and zoning stuff
in a few minutes.
I think in a few minutes. Unless you want to talk about that storm stuff.
No.
Okay. And then telegraph the borings. And there's a lot of.
The recommendations at the end are probably the main thing. They're not recommending that we do the overlay. They're recommending the reconstruction because there's layers of topsoil, like half the borings. There's like 1 to 2.5 feet of topsoil layers that were not removed prior to the road being built 25 years ago or whenever that was. So they're recommending reconstruction. And then that's a lot more money, obviously.
How deep was that topsoil? Like,
I've got the borings. They're pretty far down there.
Have you seen the report?
Yeah, it was inconsistent too. There some areas wasn't bad, some areas were. That's the way I was reading it.
Okay, I marked them on here. And they recommended what they think we should do if we reconstruct. Okay, so boring two, it was 6 feet down, a foot thick. And there's pretty much almost like every other boring. Boring five was 6 feet down, 2 feet thick. Seven was 3.5 feet down, 2 feet thick.
I mean, 2 feet thick is what you're saying, the mud or the dirt?
The topsoil.
Topsoil.
That much topsoil. Nine had 2.5 feet of topsoil. That was 3.5 down and 2.5 feet deep. And then 11 had something similar.
So that road was never put in the right way anyway.
Yeah, 8.5 feet deep, a foot and a half of topsoil. They probably just stripped the topsoil off and then built on top of that. And then there was topsoil layer under that from the past or something. Somebody had filled over it, or it's hard to say.
Who was that? The state that put that in? Is there a way we could submit this report to them, saying, "Hey, this is what we found doing some borings"?
Won't make any difference. We accepted it, or they accepted it back then.
Right, 20-something years.
20-something years ago. I don't know. Chad, do you remember how long ago was that done? 25 years ago? 30 years ago?
99.
99. Okay.
Yeah, because the bypass was open in 2000. So yeah.
But is that causing the issues at 4 foot deep?
That's what they're saying. I'm just going by what they said, and have a hard time going against. Once you get a geotech report, you're pretty much, you want to follow that. And they're basically, I don't want to take that liability now that there's a geotech report that says otherwise, and I pretty much just always defer to the geotech report once that's been done. The city can do whatever they want, but now we have that information. So now that we have that, you know, if we reconstruct, they're basically saying foot down, you basically go down to subgrade, scarify up a foot, recompact, test. If the subgrade passes a proof roll or a compaction test, then you're good. If you run into bad areas and you start coring out, replacing, or you lime stabilize, cement stabilize to harden it up, and then build up from there. But they're not saying like dig down 6 feet and take it all out. But concrete will bridge stuff where asphalt is flexible pavement, won't bridge really bad stuff. And then we would put drain tile in to help drain, keep a good dry subgrade and set things. So that.
Well, the north-south part of Main Street there that forms off the Telegraph, I don't see any other way to do that other than going in there and digging that out and putting drainage in there, because that's already been replaced twice already, and that's the worst we had.
Sure. That's a small segment just beyond the bridge.
Mm-hmm. And going to the stop sign. I look at the places where we went in there and had it dug out and had concrete poured in there. I believe Wright's Construction did that, and even some of that concrete is breaking. So it's obviously moving under there. That ground is moving under there.
Yeah.
My fear is if we don't dig it down deep enough and put large diameter fill rock in there and compact it and then build it up from there, my feeling is with the truck traffic over it, I mean, you're talking anywhere from 60,000 to 110,000 pound trucks running over that daily.
Sure.
Especially this time of year.
That's why I was curious of what we can do to reach out to the state, since that's a bypass for assistance. I know we can put in for grants and such.
Well, that's what they told us when we did reach out to them before, was put in for a grant and hope you get one. That's exactly how they put it to us.
We reclassified it as a federal road so we could qualify for grants. Then the grant came through and they were looking at our application and the state denied it and said that road doesn't classify as a federal road. They've got their ears and eyes open. If anything comes across, they know Bluegrass is right at the top for anything. And the county, you know, remember Brinson Kinzer on the Scott County? They basically said that was more of a dream, that they don't foresee that happening in the future anytime soon.
Is there a way we can put a counter out there? I know, Brad, you see some of the traffic figure there. But it'd be nice if they put those, I mean, they have the pads out here that can actually count and see what our traffic count is there. And I think they can have those set up to where they can see if it's a tandem or not. And I think approaching the state would be, whether it happens or not, is something that I think if we somehow can word it, because the fact it's a non-residential area, but it's a necessity because of it's coming off of Y-40 and off 61 as a truck route. Because I don't see why the city Bluegrass has to, I realize it's in our city limits, but it's benefiting heavy loads. That's quite the undertaking. I mean, just knowing what we paid for Lamphere, I can only imagine what this would cost to do that type of coring and compaction.
I could call Sheila at IDOT and see if they'd be willing to put some tubes out to get some counts. But they might be willing to do that for us.
Well, that's number 7. So number 8, status of Orford Street improvements.
I believe they're done. I think you guys touched up the west side too. That looks like that was channel. It really hasn't rained to see, but it sure looks good to me. I think it's gonna work fine.
And we plan on strawing this and throwing more seed. It's gotta wait till we start getting
Some rain. Maybe tonight, they said they want to start getting some months. We'll see. It's cooled down a little bit, maybe we'll get some rain.
Hopefully it drains.
It sure looks like it drains. It looks good.
You guys dump some water on there or whatever, just kind of see.
It rained twice and it drained everything down all the way up to the community room.
Good. That's great. Good.
It's a little aggressive, but I mean, it looks good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It works good. Yeah. It's a lot less money.
Oh yeah, a lot better than cutting in the other options. Okay.
And over here, just the sidewalks are bad. They're bad. They're up and they're down, and there's going to be water holding in some areas, but those sidewalks are really bad over there. I'm sure if you guys have gone down there, you've seen it, but they're tipped and they're down an inch and a half, and it's just hard to grade, get water out of the way that bad. But we took out, we took out probably a half a tandem of just build up from plowing the roads, rock and gravel and dirt, so that'll work, that'll drain.
Okay. Next is Lamphere Street Drive.
Jim, Chris, and I walked it 2 months ago or something. We came up with a couple little things. I probably need to go check. It was basically a little bit of more crack sealing, a couple other cracks, and then some seed fertilized mulch areas. I'm not sure if it got done or not. I might need to go check on that, and then I'll add that to my next report or whatever. I'll go look at it.
Any other questions for the engineer? Okay. Next item is Public Works, item number 10, Public Works Report. Any questions? Okay. Next item is item number 11, drainage bids reference Dolan Daniel